Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. I'm trying to get a handle on these three. I give up. You guys do whatever you want to do. We're going to talk about reel handles. And the reason why we're talking about reel handles is because there's so many different options. We have five on this table alone. Or maybe we should count that. One, two, three, four, five. See, the good news is I can count to two, but Lance can count to eight. Because he always has eight rods out.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean he can count. He knows, he's got that many slots. So he brings them up.
I gotcha.
We keep 10 in the boat.
16 minners.
When you meet him at the storage, he's putting them up because he puts them in the holders. Make sure he's got enough on the deck.
Start with you, Lance. I brought out is the new 18-footer, and then I didn't bring the 20 because it's basically the handle's the same.
But yeah.
Talk about this handle and about how you're using that for, like, for fishing.
Well, I mean,
and it's, why it's different. It's different than these other handles.
I mean, it's a foam handle, and I mean it's good for sitting in the rod. You know, it seems to hold up good, better than, you know, a cork handle. I mean, I also like to sometimes put my hooks in them,
right?
You know, if I'm wanting to get somewhere real quick, like a rigging spot, I'll take the hook, put it in there, and so it's easy to put away. So, but it's they hold up good, and I mean,
what kind of rod holders do you have on your boat?
What I use is with my newer boat, I've gone to high tech stuff. Rod holders.
Okay.
It's just the thing that comes over across the top like that and just sits
in. Or less a used to U shape.
Yeah.
Right.
And it just sits in there and just latches in. And I mean, they're not very bulky. It's just a real solid rod handle, you know.
All right.
But
this is the new one that they got out.
Yeah.
We've had this 16-footer, you know, for years. They're great rods. The 16-footer are great rods, but these will have a little bit more backbone. Other ones.
The 20's got.
I get.
It's feel like it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Until they came out with this, I was really fixing to order.
The 16s.
No, I was going to order the Caps and Coleman. Rod tip, the last section off of their rod and put it on my trolling, my power troll pose.
Because
it's got the PTSs.
Right.
I'd take my rods from trolling and just change the tip, and I was going to use them for spider rigging. But now that we've come out with this, I just have not got mine ordered yet. Mm. I'm fixing to get 20-footers.
Okay.
For my spider rigging.
Yeah, when I quit spider rigging, they start coming out with cool stuff. I know a dock owner would love
but
this.
But I like.
You got three sections you can poke them with.
Yeah.
You break one.
This pole here, this pole here, even it being an 18-footer, if you was using 18-footer, if you was using this rod as 18-footer, even a 20-footer for spider rigging, and for whatever reason, you feel that you needed to just start pitching on them or whatever. This pole here, you can pick it up in live scope. You can pitch on it.
John Harrison. John Harrison did
John
real good.
John Mayo, I think, is using it as well. So,
Yeah, you can set the pole with it.
I mean, it's the backbone that's got – and I like the 16-footers as well, but Lance and I have talked about it over the last couple of 3 years, especially with my customers. I mean, we get used to them, and we deal with them every day, and we know what we got to do. We can choke up on the rod a little bit and go ahead and lift them or get out some line and that sort of thing. But the customers, they got one mindset. It's a fish on, and you know and you need to pull it one way to keep it out of the other line or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is going to really help on that.
That takes us up to you, Peyton, because
you
even gonna. You stuck your own reel on there.
Yeah.
There's always one that's over the limit.
That's right.
So.
This is it. This is the one that's put me over the limit a bunch of times. this has made me who I am right here. This is my baby. I mean, like I said, if this is the only pole I could ever have the rest of my life anywhere in the world, it'd be this one, the Sharpshooter 6.
And tell us why you like that.
So I don't know, it just melts in my hand. I don't know. It's like part of my body.
It's not a bulky.
No, it's just light, and I can do so much with it. I can cast. I can, like I said, shoot far underneath docks. I even like shooting under laydowns or getting back where nobody else is casted to that day. I mean, I can do everything with it. Bass fish with it, trout fish with it.
Yeah.
I mean, just
so do everything. you like the fact it's cork more than what you like?
Yeah, I like the feel of the cork candle.
Right.
I mean, it'd float too because I've knocked them in the water.
It's got to cut out.
I mean, I don't. I need to ask them what that's for because obviously
it's for you to put your finger right there. Yeah, so you can feel the bait.
I think it's like feel it better. It's for sensitivity, so you can feel with it.
It's supposed to be able to feel the bait better than a bite better through the.
If I was to like jig with it, yeah, maybe or something. But I always tell people that's here for looks. Thank you. Ask questions. But no, this is it. This is my bread and butter. Everybody should have a sharpshooter 6 in their boat.
All right. So. All right. Greg, you're next. You can pick from one of these or which one.
Well, I haven't tried the new one here yet, the tree thumper.
Yep. That's with the bottom reel seat.
I mean, are they making it in the normal reel seat too? Or is it just a reel seat?
Not that I know of. That's it right there.
Because
like 10 foot and 11 foot is what they make that in.
I mean, I'm not going to say I won't like the rod, but I'm not crazy. The way I fish, I'm not crazy about a rear seat because I don't use a spinning rod when I'm using a long pole.
Right.
I use the bait caster, and I'm just more prone to having it here rather than now if you're pulling the line and needing line, that the rear seat's the way to go because you got full control of the rod that way.
And that's been the jive on this is this is the one that is my favorite pole, but that bottom reel seat, and because it's really light and it's balanced real well.
Right.
But the thing is, like, not over 14 foot. Like, everything you fish here is under. And so when you hold it up and stuff, you're standing up, then you don't really.
That'd be a good brush pole.
Yeah, you really don't use that much. Or if you're like standing timber, like way back in.
I'm going to get more of them and try for brush pile fishing.
Yeah, for brush pile fishing. Have a couple others different seats that are inside here. This is the Ultima rod right here. And this is.
It's got the new handle.
Yeah, it got that grip that's on there. I know John Mayo, he uses the 8-footer and he loves this rod. And so he can throw really small jigs. But have you tried any of these yet?
Have not.
I've just used the Blue Diamond.
Right.
But I haven't gotten one of those yet.
I haven't got one of those tried yet. But
and that takes us to the traditional
John Godwin. I've got
that reel's pretty cool too.
Huh?
That reel's cool looking.
Yeah, I like the reel really well. But I mean, the rod's good. It's a good rod.
You can take that bass fishing right now.
Yeah, bass fishing.
It's both. I mean,
yeah, actually, down at Southtown Sporting Good, Larry sells a bunch of these rods.
Yeah,
and because they're real affordable, but the rod tip on them has a really nice rod tip where it loads up. You know.
Yeah, I know a guy that's using those. With his drop shot rigs.
Yeah, that'd be a perfect drop shot thing inside there. So, those are like the different handles that are available. At least some of them that we've picked out right here.
You know, the thing on B&M is they have so many, so many good versatile rods. I mean, we could sit here and talk about B&M poles all day long. And, I mean, thank goodness we have a preference because we don't have room to store it, you know, all that.
Everything.
Right. But, I mean, really, I mean, you got from the Super Sam, you know, they got the new one out.
Right.
People are using even for trolling and planer boards even.
Sam's Super Salty. That's what I use.
And I mean,
I didn't bring one out. It's just
I'm just saying, though, there's just such a number of good rods. I mean, they got the Black Diamonds. They got the Blue Diamond that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Diamond is really a good rod, the 14-footer, and then Black Diamond 16. Overall, probably have the 14 and the 16 in my hand more than anything.
Yeah.
When it comes to long pole,
that's the one I like for vertical. Is the Blue Diamond?
Blue Diamond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep it rolling. I'm going to go get a Blue Diamond.
I mean,
I'm going to try one of these, and I want to get one of these and try it on brush pile fishing.
Yeah.
Vertical jigging on brush pile, the thumper, and see how that all turns out. But
Yep.
Overall, like I said, there you go. Is that a 14?
Yeah, that's the 13.
So we always call this 14. Is it 14?
It's actually 13 and a half.
But I always call it 14.
Yeah, it says 142, but if you this one says 14.2, but there's some of them that says 13 something.
That's right.
Yeah. You know stuff?
I have not had a problem with that.
This has been a overall. Yeah. This is
not a problem.
That's my favorite one.
Overall, this is probably the most popular. I mean, I use this one a lot.
I mean, and it's not an overly stiff rod. That's what I like. It's not. It's,
for
I like
customers
to,
and my people, they use the 14.
It's got that what I call the B&M, the bend.
Yeah.
It's like the BGJP. It has that bend in it where it's that soft tip where you don't feel like you're going to rip the hook out of it, you know, and it I'm able to get
Brad,
the fish in.
Brad Cutter coordinates.
Yeah, see, this is pretty like when you want to coordinate your rod, your reel.
Brad's like Jacob Wheeler. He's got to coordinate.
That's my favorite color.
Crappie,
so.
Yeah. Crappie are very picky about reel color.
I got your favorite reel today.
This also has a carbon graphite fiber handle. So it has, that's the reason why I went to get
super light rod.
Was this handle is different than other than these other ones because of the design on that. And the Black Widow has that same. It's going to be a three piece rod. But it has that in there. So the feel is different inside there. Mm-hmm. So. But that does, it does make a difference. I use a left-handed reel when I can find a good one on those. So that's 10 foot or 11. One or the other, I believe, is what they come in. Maybe it comes in different ones. Have you ever broke a rod?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, stupidity.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, stupidity.
Yeah, you know, it's Bill Dance moment.
Is that when you backed into your storage and tried to make them?
No.
Three, four, five, eight pieces.
No, this was just moving rods and had that isolating fan going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was putting them in and I just was setting them down on the ground as I'm trying to shuffle rods. And I had that fan going just to circulate some air. Next thing I hear, kick, 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 kick. Oh. I have done that. I've snapped some tips. You know, just stupidity. Never like on a fish. I've had one. Well, I guess so, but it was still stupidity. I was watching LiveScope and a gar decides to take a pole into my trolling motor, and that tore that pole up. It just got the line all into the trolling motor and ripped it off. But
I went ahead and put it on this trolling motor I have now. But most generally, I do not put the little thing on the tow motor, the little leg.
The support.
Because I can't tell you how many times
you
lay your rod down, and then you bring your tow motor up, it bumps it about right here. Uh-huh. And then you don't even think nothing of it, and you get up there, and you set the hook, and something's hitting you in the arm. And you just snap that thing off right there. That is just, and it's all you that done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I on my other tow motor, I took it off, but I've still got it on this one. So I haven't, knock on wood, I haven't broken one that way yet. Yeah. So.
Dock shooting, you can't tell me you haven't broken a
The tips on
now. Did you break it because the way you was fishing, or did you get frustrated and throw it?
No, I didn't get frustrated. I was getting cocky and trying to get in there, and I'd slap something and hit it, you know, a little too close, but that's how I broke it. But my worst experience ever was when I was up in the Voca Holler trolling crankbaits.
Oh, really?
I'm up there and I was catching them, and here come a wake boat, surf boat come through there. I cleared the first wave, but the second one, my rods went into the next wave.
Mm.
And when I come back up, snapped all four on one side.
Wow.
I'm like, you talk about dry heaving.
Mm-hmm.
And all that guy said, well, sorry. It's like, yeah, just $400. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's on top of that, he's wakeboard over how many trees?
Oh, it was just, we was tearing them up too. So we crippled by the rest of the day with just four poles. So that was my worst experience with poles breaking, but. They get broke, but that's how it is.
I mean, the hardest thing, I think, is just getting them to you.
Yeah.
Because just getting a rod, because now the rods are 7 foot or they're 7.5 foot is the anniversary rod. And right. So for that to get to you, the crappie cast, the Godwin rod is I think 7.5 foot. And so it's another one that is very long, very hard for them to ship some.
Oh, you like, you're just talking about getting the box and you see the UPS tire tracks over the top of it?
About, yeah, over the
like,
top?
Over the top of the box, you're like, there's tire treads on my box.
I must have a good UPS driver.
Oh, you must have. If you get, your
knock
stuff,
on wood, I have, my stuff has always been
pristine.
I mean, it comes in and, man,
it is. It is most of the time, but there's always that one time it's like, what happened?
Maybe I got a
fender. It fell off the plane and the truck running over. I don't know.
And then you bring it up to the, when you bring it up and it says fragile, it and both hands are like in a U and you're like, fragile. Yeah. Handle with care.
The interesting one to me is UPS.
He goes, I'm sure it was something nice, though. Yeah, I bet it was.
The interesting one with me from UPS is you get this notification or email or whatever.
Yeah,
it's been delivered, right?
Right.
And all this, and you get home, and where's it at?
Oh, the picture. Yeah, that's not my house.
You know, and that I didn't get a picture. It said it'd been delivered.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the deal. So I call UPS, and the next day, and they're like, "Well, we delivered." And I said, "Well, if you delivered it, I guess you delivered to the wrong address or something." Because I said, "I do not have it." Where did you put it? Well, it's at your front door. I said, you didn't send me a picture. Where's my picture? It normally I get a picture. So how do I know it's the front door? So anyway, so I called the company up. It was the Fish Obsessed bracket that from my tow motor.
0 degree.
I mean, it's a little box like
white box.
And normally they send it USPS or FedEx.
Yep.
But it come UPS this time, and so I called him up and I said, "Hey man, I said I'm really needing this, and I didn't get it yesterday like I was supposed to." And he said, "Man, I'll get it to you as quick as I can." So I get. A day or so later, I get another email. There's my package has been delivered. I get to the door, and there's two of them. I only ordered one, so they didn't deliver the first time. They found it, and when they brought the other one, they bought them both. Delivered them both.
That works pretty good for you.
So, well. Yeah,
where's Post come that way?
I called the guy when I paid for it. I mean, I just felt like it was my right to pay for it, but I did pay for this second.
We do like UPS, though, and FedEx, all of them.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's just y'all work hard.
That would be Cozy Cabin.
We like all of y'all.
What's interesting with them, they can't back up. You know, UPS, they can't back up.
They can't back up, so they don't get an accident.
So if they pull in,
so they don't back up.
They can FedEx backs up. They can back in your driveway just to a certain degree, but if they pull in your driveway, they're not allowed to back out on the road. Mm. But they won't back up in your yard and turn around because some people don't like that. So what's interesting is instead of them going ahead and backing in your driveway, they stop on the busiest street in town. Cars are just zipping through.
That's not good for them.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got to run up there and drop your pack.
Oh, they don't like my chewy boxes and with dog food in them.
I imagine.
Chewy boxes. How heavy are they?
Well, 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Yeah.
At least your house that's like, the road.
And they always send the smallest little girl to do it. I'm like, that's feel bad. Heart. She hates me.
That's kind of like when my Minn Kota Quest came.
And that's guy, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Minn Kota Quest came, and it was right there, and I knew it was coming, so I was kind of waiting around for it because I want to make sure I got it. And he got to get off, and I said, "I got this wagon. I took it out there. We'll just sit on that." And we put that on that wagon, and it has air tires. And those tires went to halfway down. And I was like,
I had a guy had one delivered to my house. Jeez. And I had just pulled in. I seen UPS coming down the road, and I just pulled in. I just got out and dropped tailgate on the truck. He got out, and he said, what's up? I said, put that tow motor right here. And he said, oh, it's not that bad. I'm good. I said, have you moved it yet? No.
He hadn't moved it. I said,
you're fixing to find out. he opened the back door up, and he's trying to scoot it around, you know, get the back deal. He says, can you just back that truck down here? Just come back home? So we laid it down there.
That's funny.
What can we say? All we can do is we have to bring up one more thing because the tuna can man is here.
Tuna can.
Tuna can man can, because if the can man can, the can man will. And he is here. And so tell us about that rap real quick. So, wrap it up.
So that's my wife's company that she works for. She's operations manager for Fire and Smoke Society, and they make all kinds of different seasonings. They're based out of Little Rock.
Okay.
Seasonings are awesome, and I've really been promoting their fish fry for them. It's just phenomenal fish fry. Right? It's called Fishmonger. And my old wrap was starting to come off, and I decided to talk to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we want to wrap that. We never wrapped a boat before.
Right.
So they use the same graphics as they use for their fishmonger wrap, and I think it looks pretty cool myself. So it's kind of catchy. One guy told me the other day, he said, I thought it was the Starkest tuna can like, with that swordfish on it. I was like, oh, yeah.
So, but it's not only the fish fry. I've been over at the cabin now for 2 weeks, and I cooked up some crappie that are not pan seared. Mm-hmm. And they have a fishmonger lemon, it's kind of like a lemon pepper, but it's not real lemony, and it's spice to put on the fish. That and they mix together.
Delicious mix.
On there, and their royal burger is good on hamburger, steak. I'm telling you, if it's beef, put it on there.
Their seasonings are awesome. So
it is. It really is.
Yep. Greg should know. He's been eating everything. Yeah. Is that right?
I've gained about 4 pounds.
So it's been funny the last couple of weeks driving around the lake. People are like, who's that? You know, you can see them looking at you like, what in the world?
But the bad thing about it now is
you should be throwing seasonings out to people.
I got
like
a bunch
Christmas,
of the truck. I'm going to take care of people at the ramp this year.
The thing about it is now is he won't be getting calls, and I won't be getting calls of being accused of who's fishing.
Because
we had the both same Bobby Garland wraps, and people dive over 412. Do you ever work? I am at work. It'd be Peyton, and Peyton gets the same call.
I didn't fish today. Yeah, he did. Don't lie to me. I saw you.
And as you know, these guys always tell the truth of where they're fishing and what they're catching them on.
Yep.
Actually, these guys, that's the reason why they're on this podcast show, is because they do. They're straight shooters. And so and some of us are really sharp shooters.
That's right.
But that's the reason why it works so good, because you guys are straight shooters. And so that makes a big difference. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Yes, I use them. Yes, I catch fish on them. That's what I like to say. And of course, our guest Lance, he makes some homemade rigs, double mini rigs. Yep. Off of the Vanguard stuff. So you can check that out online at picolures.com. Another one of our sponsors is B&M Pole. And of course, they make a complete line. As you saw, all the rods that we were talking about, they're all B&M Poles, and B&M reels too were on them. But you can find them at bnmpole.com. Lance, if you want to tell them where they can get hold of you?
You can just look me up on Facebook, Lance Huey, or you can just holler at me, 479-236-4105.
Can do it.
Yeah, that's right. You can find me at Over Limit Guide Service on Facebook. It is officially changed now.
It's changed. All right.
Greg's Guide Service or 479-601-1683.
There you go. You can contact me at Brad Weekman on Facebook, or you can text me or call me at 479-756-5279. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Lures in the water.